The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Harsh Crimes is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the International Culture, Wine and Food Festival, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Brown and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful sort of an overcast Thursday afternoon here in the city of Nassau. Wherever you are out there, we hope that you're good. We hope that your family's good. We hope that you're strong and moving towards that purpose you've been called to. It's Small Business Thursday, but we've modified it. I think that Ian's going to be joining us at the 1:30 mark around that particular time, but today we got to be able to run through four. We got to be able to run through four and talk about those particular things. We continued with our series, Dissecting Leadership from a Constituency First Approach. And so we have to run through the two for yesterday. But I do have a call scheduled for Jomo Campbell to be able to give me a call today at the 12:30 mark. So let's get through those things. But before we do that, in decency and in order, I got to be able to take care of my good, decent people. Over at, I got to say, shout out to them, over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they get everything laid out for you. Make sure you check them out. Their numbers are 3411-AFS. They got everything laid out for you. If you're in the market for, you know, your personal residential insurance, or you're looking for something more commercial and expansive, you can be able to give them a call and they can take care of you, accommodate you. And if you're in that kind of a space where you got some stuff and you want to be able to do it bulk, but you don't necessarily have the money, they do in-house financing. So you can't beat that thing. Give them a call at 3411-AFS and hit up my guy, Etheric Bowe. He can be able to take care of you. Or you can check out Mr. Richardson. He'll be able to take care of you also. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Right down there on Blue Hill Road, right across the street from the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza. So they're right there. Guys, also, I got to shout out my good, decent people, MST Bar. They are, this is Art Development, the future of construction. They got all the stuff. They've been talking to us for a very long time about the FRP, the fiber reinforcement polymers, the fiber rebar. They got all that information available for you. Guys, I need you to give them a call. If you're in this kind of a space where you're thinking about creativity, expansion, growth, development, and you're in sort of this conservative position, where you don't necessarily want to ensure that you just add to the carbon footprint of what's happening from a global standpoint. And you can think, how can we be more responsible and conservative with the steps that we're taking? And for longevity into the future, I always say, go check out my good, decent people over at MST Bar. And you can be able to give them a call at 242-822-9527, 822-9527. Or you can hit them up at 603-4506. At 603-4506. They got everything laid out for you. They are good and decent people over there. So you want to be able to do that. So they got everything. That's my guy, Avery Lightborn. He's going to be with us maybe, I think, next week. If not next week, we're going to be able to see him hang out with us in November. God spare our lives. So we can be able to do that. Now, guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. Today, you see the supplement First thing in the paper, you can be able to see that the MPs pay tribute to Phil Galanis. I think it's important. Minister Jo Beth Kobe, she's been in the news for the past few days making the cycles. The ministers indicate that the BPL deal will protect consumers. This is what Kobe Davis elaborates on in the agreement for the engine. So you see that the shovels are in the ground. We're getting closer. Listen to me. We're getting closer. I seize it. Shovels got ribbons on it now. They're turning gold. My God, things are happening. So we can be able to see those things. Columbus statue Vando pleads guilty. He is not guilty. He is not guilty. I just want to be decent. For all of us who stood in amazement and recognized that we were in a transitional season, I'm not going to go against the courts. I'm simply saying in our spirits, we know that this was a change that's supposed to come. My God, as we saw that, as we shifted from Columbus Day to Discovery Day to this day to that day, we could see changes from on the paper. From that particular standpoint, from an administrative standpoint, we see changes, but my God, you still have these statues paying homage to yesteryear, a time that represents brokenness in our society. Our guy, let him go. I got to get a shirt free easy, right? So let's see if we can do that, right? Government workers deny the theft charges. So guys, pick up the newspaper. Like I said, today is a Thursday. And when you pick up the paper on a Thursday and you identify that, you touch the paper, you could be able to see it a little bit thicker. And as you look at that, you recognize that something's a little different here. Yeah, that's a supplement. One of the things that we have in the supplement today is the obituary section. And in that section, you could be able to see Lady Naomi Ruth Seymour. This is the former senator and Chivago Lang's mother right there at the forefront of the paper and being able to see those things. So you want to be able to pick up the paper, and if you're in that kind of a space, if you're in that kind of a transitional space, if you're responsible for being able to put your love down, your loved one down with love, with passion, and you're going through all these things, you got so many questions, how do I do this, where do I go, who do I do this with, so forth and so on. In the midst of being able to do that, I always say to you, my good, decent friends over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium will be more than happy to assist you. They are professional. They are, they stick to the traditions. They can be able to capture the essence of your loved one, even as they transition onto this particular time, onto another space in their life, in the afterlife. So you want to be able to go down there and check them out. That's Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They're just on the southern side of that pink plaza over there on Ernestine York Street. They can be able to assist you in that. I always say that to you. They're traditional, but they truly know the professional approach of being able to take care of those things. So it's very important that you do that, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the 1 o'clock hour, I'm going to tell you exactly the polls that are happening for, I got all the information right here, so I don't want you to freak out. I got all the information. So Pinewood only had 28 people participate. After all that kind of talking and for participation, four people additionally participated in it. I'm not going to fight you. The information's here, and we have to be able to read these things and tell you exactly. We're going to talk about that, but today is scheduled. And also I have Mario Boleg. I want to commend the constituency for being able to pick up those numbers. There was 46 people. Today it's 75 people. But even the difference thereof didn't give us that kind of a move the way that you expect to be able to see, because there are still some dismal numbers, and I'll be able to talk about those today. My persons took it for the Garden Hill constituency, so we want to be able to talk about that. But more specifically, we're going to talk right now and get to the historical aspect and the layout of what exists within the Centerville constituency. Come inside. Let's get to it. Okay, so we got the Centerville constituency, the historical overview. That should be able to talk about these things, right? And as we look at this, I want to be able to give you the history of it. Before we get to those numbers and identify those things, I want to give you the history of it, right? And the history of it is in 2002, we're only going back from 2002 to 2021, okay? The winner in this particular constituency was Perry Gladstone Christie. All of us know that in 2002, the general election of Centerville elected Perry Gladstone Christie, the then leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, and Christie's influence as the prime minister of the national, the confidence of the PLP And the ability to revitalize the economy and address unemployment. This is what he was saying. And remember, this is just when we came out of the 90s. We just came out of the FNM's period. We came out of the 90s. We came out of that transitional period. And now this was sort of Perry Christie won in 2002. Perry Christie won in 2007. In this particular, despite the national shift of the Free National Movement under Hubert Ingraham, Centerville remained loyal to Perry Christie at the PRP in 2007. This demonstrated a stronghold the PRP had in this area, largely due to Christie's personal influence and the political presence over the years. In 2012, Christie won again. The PRP returned to power in 2012, with Christie once again winning the seat in Centerville. His victory in this election reinforced the PLP's political dominance in this constituency. On the national level, Christie promised to address rising crime rates or crime issues, unemployment, and housing shortages, particularly in the urban constituencies like Centerville. Right? We can get deeper into that. In 2017, Rhys Chipman for the Free National Movement in 2017 general election, there was a significant shift in Centerville. Rhys Chipman of the Free National Movement ousted Perry Christie, ending Christie's long reign in the constituency. Chipman's win reflected the FNM's overall narrates the desires for change after years of PLP governance. It also marked a turning point for the history in Centerville. So, and let's get to it. 2021 Jomo Campbell. The information's in there. In 2021 general election, the PLP reclaimed Centerville, with Jomo Campbell emerging victorious. The PLP returned to power on a national level under Philip Brave Davis. This mirrored in Centerville as voters sought renewed leadership after the challenges of the Free National Movement's government, the entire government. The Free National Movement's government. Campbell's victory indicated a desire for the return to the PLP governance and for solutions to long-standing issues in the community. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to these numbers and talk about this. In this here, altogether, we've had 117 participants. 117 participants in the Centerville constituency. We asked... the first question we asked, did you vote in the last election? 102 participants said, yes, we did vote in the last election. And 15 persons, which represent 12%, said, no, we didn't vote in the last election. We asked them if they're planning to vote in the next election. 98 participants said, yes, we plan to vote in the next election. And 19 participants, which represents a 16%, up just a few percentage points, 4%. 16% said, no, we won't. Let's get to it. Out of the 117 persons, the majority of persons that voted was between the ages of 18 and 35. And then we got, well, let's go, 18 to 45. 18 to 45, all the way there, we can be able to see 34 participants, 18 to 35, 22 participants between 26 and 35, and 27 participants between the ages of 35 and 45. Let's get to the meat and potatoes and talk about this. So the MP visibility and accessibility of the 117 persons that were polled, that took the poll and identified these things and participated in this, 117 persons took the poll. We asked them, did you see your MP in the Senate since the last election? 87 persons out of the 117 said, yes, we have. That's 74%. 74.36% said, yes, we have. 30 participants, which represents 25% says, no, we have not. The community improvement, 84 participants indicated, yes, we've seen significant improvements in our communities. We've seen some involvement. We've seen some development. We've seen some things happen. 33 persons, which represents 28%, said they have not. We've asked persons whether or not the member of parliament been effective. Has he been effective in terms of being able to address key issues such as crime, unemployment, and social issues? 81 participants says, yes, he has. That's 69.23%. Yes, he has. And 36 participants indicated, no, he has not. All right? We asked them whether or not he's being able to perform in his capacity as a minister and whether or not he's doing well in that particular area. 81 participants says, yes, he is. He's doing well in those areas. That's 69.23%. and 36 participants indicated no heat. Okay? And the very last question, overall satisfaction with a member of parliament, we asked 170 persons who've taken the poll, we asked the question whether or not your overall, what is your overall satisfaction? Are you overall satisfied with the member of parliament, Jomo Campbell, in the constituency of Centerville? 85 participants, which represents 72.65%, said yes, we are. And 32 participants says no, we are not. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take this quick commercial break. We put all that information out. In the studio sitting with me is none other than a member of parliament for the Centerville constituency, the Honorable Jomo Campbell. To take a quick break, going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 5267.
Bahamas, y'all ready? The biggest and best festival is back. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival, October 19th and 20th, right at the historic Fort Charlotte. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, we're bringing you food, drinks, and culture from all over the world. That's right, 20 countries, no passport needed. You hungry yet? And guess what? You can use your sign dollar digital currency or pay cash at the gate. We more than like that. And for just $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, you can eat, drink, and party with the world. And if you're bringing the kids, they get it for just $3 in advance. And Saturday night, don't miss the vibes, because from 7 to 10 p.m., the one and only Visage Band is hitting the stage to keep the energy high. Plus, we get plenty party about that. Get your advance tickets today. Check out our website and Facebook for pre-sale info. Fort Charlotte, October 19th and 20th. Be there or miss out on the best time of the year. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival.
Don't forget about the Spooky Haunted House.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday. I said to you that we're going to have some sort of a modified, just for the month of October, we're going to have sort of a modified approach that we do Small Business Thursday. We made a commitment yesterday. We were supposed to do garden, able to do Pinewood. We wasn't able to get to it. I have to kind of reclaiming my time. I got to reclaim the time for the holiday that we saw on Monday. And so today we're being able to identify. I just gave all the numbers, all the information out for the constituency of Centerville. I'm the member of parliament for Centerville. I just want to be able to give you the historic overview and the just overall grade, right? So let's just get to the meat and potatoes. I could read all these particular things, but I want to be able to speak with the minister, speak with the member of parliament. So the overall grade, considering the positive feedback in key areas of visibility, community improvements, and addressing crucial, critical issues, General Campbell's overall grade would be a B. This reflects a solid performance with visible results, although there are areas where improvement is needed for constituents. Campbell has made noticeable progress in the community with effectively engaging the majority of residents, but further efforts in addressing specific challenges could elevate his performance in the eyes of all the constituents. So all the information's in there. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to none other than the Honorable Jomo Campbell, Member of Parliament for the Centerville constituency. My brother, good afternoon. What's happening with you?
Good afternoon, dude. So it's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. How long I said, Jomo, come sit with me. My God, Jomo, come sit with me. Now you are here today. It is so wonderful to have you, my brother. Say good afternoon to all your people out there.
Good afternoon, Daniel. And Mr. Grant, I would love to say that it was a tremendous opportunity when I got that letter from you in Parliament that day. I couldn't wait to get back in touch with you because I think what you're doing is very crucial.
I told you the first person that called me.
Oh, wow.
You was the first out of all the members of parliament, people who I know personally. I know them for a long time. I gave them letters in their hand. I got no response from these people. You're the first person to call me. That bodes well on your behalf, my brother. I want to thank you so much for being able to acknowledge the letter and give me a call back.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, sometimes we get to do it. Sometimes we don't think slip
through
the cracks, but as soon as we get our finger, as is evident today,
anybody
we show up.
Anybody you want to be able to say hi to before we get into these things? You got to say hi to your people.
There's so many people, you know, the entire constituency of Centerville. Additionally, my mom.
Okay, that's what I would get here. Get to your mother, talk to yourself. Hello, mommy, how you doing? That's it.
I know you as well as both of my grandmothers, you know. Howard, I would not be able to do this without the support of my family. I have a very strong family support unit. And for me, that's exactly what I want to exemplify within the constituency as a member of parliament. For me, I don't look internationally or across the seas for role models. Most, if not all, of my role models are local, homegrown Bahamians. And one of the most influential persons in my life is my barber. His name is Perry, Dr. P. McKenzie.
Dr. P is your barber too?
He's my barber.
Dr. P is calling the show all the time. He's listening right now.
It doesn't look like at the moment, but as soon as I leave from here, I'm going to head to him. It's been a busy week.
All the big timers.
Well, you know.
I was introduced to Bishop Lawrence Rule.
Okay.
Bishop Rule, he's got his hair cut with him also, yeah.
And you know, Dr. P always talks about structure.
Yeah.
Family structure in particular. And that is something that I wanted to take and to exude as my role as Member of Parliament for Centerville, because Centerville is a historic community with very strong ties. We also boast to be the only constituency that has all of the major Jonkunu groups in Centerville. It's rich in culture, rich in history, rich in Bahamian tradition. And so for us, a key component, I mean, Team Campbell, our Campbell Cares team, when we hit the ground, the one thing that we wanted to do was reestablish those ties within the community, that connectivity. We just came out of a period after Dorian, after COVID-19, where the norm of the day was social distancing. So we wanted to reverse that trend.
To bring people together.
Bring people together. That's
like
what
this.
It's all about.
I like this.
Regardless of what side of the wall you live on, the eastern, the western, regardless of who you vote for, we want to bring them all together as one big Centerville community. Mm-hmm. And so all of our initiatives are geared towards the entire length and breadth of Centerville, from Mackey Street to Market Street and from Wolf Road to Bay Street.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would say if we were in a different time, if this was 2017, if this was 2012, I would say you have enormous shoes to fill. And they do have enormous shoes to fill, because the Centerville constituency, I don't know whether or not their allegiance has been to the PLP or to Perry Christie for such a long time, but they had stayed steadfast with the PLP for a very long time. And then we saw Reese Chipman come in, and just like that, he was gone. And they've reclaimed their relationship, not just with the PLP, but with this idea of progression and growth. It seems as though, based upon my research, that's really where their heart is. They want to grow. They want to expand. They want to do better. And they see this in Jomo Campbell. Talk to me about some of the initiatives that you're doing in the constituency, how you engage those particular persons, and what your expectations are.
Well, first of all, let me start by saying a heartfelt thank you to everyone that sat in that seat prior to me. Because it's not easy. You give up your time, you give up, you know, your family time, resources. It really takes a lot out of a person's seat as a member of parliament, because once you do that, you adopt the responsibility for thousands of persons to represent them to the best of your ability. So I want to say hats off for every member, for every person that represented the Centerville constituency prior to myself, because they all in their own way, shape, and form laid the building blocks for me to do what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
Father Palacios said something to me that stuck with me upon my entry into politics, and he said, young Campbell, I don't want you to get too inundated with trying to fill anybody else's shoes.
Mm.
He said, put on your own shoes and walk in them. And that is exactly what we decided to do. And I have to continue to say we, simply for the fact that, Howard, this is not something that I do.
You can't do this by yourself.
No. And I have a strong team.
We're praying for you. You got your team here with us.
That's it.
And this, I know this doesn't even represent a quarter of your team.
That's right.
Right? There is a significant amount of persons out here that support you and that are with you. I had an opportunity the other day when we first spoke to go down to your community center that you're actually building, right? And I think Mr. Miller is actually taking care of that.
Mr. James Miller.
Right, with Island Gems.
Correct.
And he's being able to do a great deal of things. I saw that man, this is tremendous. You got a pool in there, you got everything in there. He talked to me about these ideas of how you engage the community. And everyone who is working from you in that particular space is from the constituency. Talk to me about this.
Either past or present. So what it is, I want to leave something behind in Centerville that doesn't just speak to me, that speaks for the benefit of the future generations, the young boys and girls that are going to come up in Centerville. I want it. And in order to do that, in order to ensure cohesiveness within the community, we need a center where everyone can come. That community center is not just going to be a place for people to hang around and play. It can also, as you know, we're in the hurricane season right now, it's also a makeshift hurricane shelter that can hold up to 170 persons if need be. Upon our completion, and we're hoping to have that completed prior to the next general election, because I don't want this to be seen as an election ploy, period. We have to ensure that we make sure our time is well spent. You know, the good book speaks about the word becoming flesh. So us as politicians, in whichever form we carry out our duty, when we get on platforms and we say things...
Oh my God, you're preaching right now. It's getting heavy. I like it. Go ahead. I like it.
Well, that's definitely what it is, because when we get on these platforms and we say things, they cannot hear us. So we have to actually materialize the words that come out of our mouth. And for me, when I pass on East Street and Gibbs Corner and I see that building coming out of the ground, it's actually the materialization of what I promised in the campaign. Persons can put their fingers on it. They can see it day by day. And what brings joy to me is the amount of young children that ask me, oh, you know, Mr. Campbell, is this for us? And I said, yes. So it's planting the proverbial seeds that will grow a shade that I may not sit under, but my children or my children's children may have the benefit of that shade. We are looking to offer, as you indicated, swimming, because I want every child in Centerville to be able to learn how to swim. The Bahamas is an archipelagic nation, and you would be surprised to know the amount of persons that can't swim.
I know.
And I don't want that to be said for Centerville. And additionally, you know, there's so many things that are going to come out of the creation and the completion of this community center. And it was important to involve persons in as many ways as possible from the constituency, because this is an idea for them to be built by them and enjoyed by them. Mm-hmm. And so wherever we can find a plumber, a carpenter, an electrician, the gentleman that is engineering our pool is from Centerville. Mm-hmm. He's a Centervillian. And, you know, I want them to understand that we don't have to look far and wide. Within our control, the energy to get anything that we want to get done. And who better to do it for us than ourselves?
I like that. I like this kind of an idea that you have. When we get back, I'm going to take a quick break. But when we get back, I want to ask you more specifically about what's happening in those areas. Your name was called on the show when we was dealing with some other things.
Oh, yeah.
I show you, people tell you that.
Well, they certainly did. And you know, Howard, you know how we address that right away. Do we have time to get into that?
Let me take a break. When we get a break, I want to be able to talk about these things. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting with none other than Jomo Campbell. He's the Minister and Member of Parliament for constituency. Let's just take this quick break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good life.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company right here, Modified Thursday, Modified Small Business Thursday. We're here in the presence of greatness, man. I believe that there's some people that we look at that we believe that has longevity, that has an opportunity to be able to run that marathon to the end of this political thing. There are some people that we would have looked at yesteryear, persons like Perry Christie. Persons, even like the Prime Minister in this particular stead right now, we recognize that there's longevity in the space that they're in. And I believe that we're sitting in the presence of someone who has that wherewithal, that political endurance to be able to last a very long time here in these political spaces. So I want to be able to say that. I want to be able to commend him. He's youthful. He's insightful. He's in tune. He's in touch. And whether it in front of his face or behind his back, a lot of persons are talking well about him. Now, so I want to be able to talk to you about that. And I want to commend you. Your polls are doing well. And your constituency continues to be able to speak well of you. Like I said, I don't know whether or not it's a PLP thing or whether or not there is this sit in this space. But talk to me about the reception that you're getting in the constituency.
Well, I can say that I'm getting a very warm reception. You know, I've been a part of Centerville all my life. Being born into the Valley Boys. No Valley Boys jokes now, Howard.
I can say nothing.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Trevor, what's up? Go ahead.
Being born into the Valley Boys. And, you know, both of my grandmothers, one living off of Markey Street and one on Montrose Avenue. And so, you know, this constituency holds, is dear to my heart. And all that I do, And all that my team and I do in Centerville is for the betterment and for the upliftment of the community. And I think people feel that we try to demonstrate it in every event we put on. You know, we won't let it happen if it wasn't something that we would be doing for our relatives. For the last back to school, we actually started the back to school initiative when we came in, and I, you know,
somebody says to me, Howard, he has not stopped with the back to school. Not only on an election year, yeah. He has not stopped with the back to school yet.
Well, these initiatives are employees, Howard. They are employees. They happen because, first of all, they should happen, and secondly, there is a need for them. And so, when we park our back to source over 1,200 backpacks for the children in the Centerville constituency. And we made sure that there was nothing in those backpacks that we wouldn't give to our own children. Because that's what it's all about. You know, love is something when you give it away, you end up having more.
Oh, you can sing now.
Okay. Well, you know, if you put me to the test, I'll try my best. But that's what we want to do. And we want, there's so much going on as it relates to the social fabric, and that's what I was about to touch on when I started to speak about Dr. P, because every time he's cutting your hair, he speaks about family structure. And everything really relates to structure, organization.
That's a ministry, you
and
know.
Cohesiveness.
That's what Baba's supposed to do.
Exactly.
That's what Baba's supposed to do. When they're touching you, that's so personal,
yep.
And now they're speaking into your life, more Babas need to do that, rather than talk foolishness. I just want to be decent.
Well, mine does. And, you know, the same message is repeated at home. My dad, my wife, my mom, my uncles, you know, all of my relatives. And so I have to go out into the community and teach what I've been taught. And so I want to make sure every young boy and girl knows that their member of parliament cares for them. That's why our hashtag is Campbell Cares. That's what it's all about. And that is a golden thread that will run throughout the length and breadth of Centerville. And when we realize that we miss someone, we go and we reach out to that
now
person.
Let's talk about this miss someone, because we got a call the other day right here live on air. I never know what these say. People may think that these things are scripted, but I never know what person. And one of my frequent callers, a very good friend, and she always calls and talks about these particular things, always has a contribution. She's indicated, hey, listen, I hadn't seen him. My mother's a stalwart in the PLP. He hasn't showed up. He hasn't this. He hasn't that. He hasn't done these particular things. And so that was sort of a negative review, right?
Yes.
I know this got back to you. Talk to me about what you good.
Well, Howard, as you would know, I reached out to your show. Because I wanted to find that person. I'm not going to sit here and say that we get it right 100% of the time. But that's one of the reasons why I was so eager to respond to your letter. Because if there's something that we're not doing right, let's fix it. Let's sit down and have a conversation. So you asked me, how do we address crime? Well, you know, everyone thinks that, you know, crime is strictly a police effort and it has to be battled, you know, with cars and stiff penalties in court and handcuffs and sirens. But I will say to you this, even in the 21st century, David will still say it.
Mm.
Whether that Goliath is crime, social disorder, social dysfunction, a D average, and the way that David will slew that Goliath is simply by reaching out and showing people what Officer Skipping says on the TV after every homicide. Conflict resolution. So when I called your show to find out who that person was, we tracked it down, and you know what we did? We had a conversation. The Prime Minister allowed me to excuse myself for 2 minutes from cabinet on Tuesday, and I called her, I listened, we spoke to each other, and if she is listening now, I will allow her the opportunity to speak about our conversation. But I can tell you, at the end of the day, from where I stood, I learned, I think we both learned, and we have now been able to move beyond that. I think we were able to clear the air on certain things. But as I said, I will allow her
so you
to
don't
elaborate.
Run from issues. There's some people out here running from issues. I just want to be decent as I say this to you. There's some fellas out here, members of parliament out here, that take the traditional approach and seek to be able to move away from issues. And hopefully it'll resolve itself. But not you.
Being a member of parliament is not a soft seat. Looking in, it may seem and appear to be all glitz and glamour, but that's not what I signed up for. There are problems that have to be addressed, and for far too long, persons have been ducking them and dodging them. We don't do that in Centerville, and our team doesn't do that. We want to face these problems head on, because the only way they're going to be fixed is if we fix them. And so that's a button that I reach my hand out to receive. And that's why I reached out to you, to reach out to that complainant so we could fix our problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything that he's saying here, and the reason I structure the questions the way that I have is because I don't want him to forget that this is what impressed me. He reached out to me. Like I said to you, he's the first person to reach out to me. He wanted to be able to talk about it. He asked about it. He's listened to the shows. He had his persons listening into the show, listened to the structure of it, and he recognized that he wanted to be able to participate. And in the midst of listening to it, they said, I can't wait till Centerville come because he ain't do boom, boom, boom. And he was able to rectify those issues proactively. I want to be able to commend you. I want to commend your stance, your posture, your foresight to understand that the next dispensation of this life, this Bahama land, requires this sort of progressive, proactive leadership. I think that's important.
Our the Bahamian people, you know, an election is something that I take very serious because Detroit determines the course of your country for 5 years, not 4 years like the United States of America, 5 years here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And so this is critical because you make the wrong decision and that could lead you down the wrong path. And so persons have entrusted this direction and trailblazing of a path in my hands. The constituency of Centerville has placed that burden on me, and it is a burden that I receive gladly. And I have to make sure that as the issues come up, we address them. Mm-hmm. So when I get a call from residents on Hawkins Hill requesting mosquito spraying, I reach out directly to the Minister of Environmental Health, Vaughan Miller, and let him know this is what is needed. When they're saying that, you know, they're overgrown bushes and garbage, we get out there and we make sure we drop our bins, as we've been doing and as we did last week. When they're saying that there are derelict vehicles that need to be moved and that are being used to store illegal items and, you know, the breeding ground for mosquitoes, et cetera, we get out there and it's reckoned, gets them all cleared out of the way, like we did through Lily of the Valley Corner the other day when they had a community day of just cleanup, everyone volunteering and coming out. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that is what it's all about. It takes teamwork to make this dream work. And in order for us to get things right, we have to know what is wrong. I don't want to sit down and simply be the emperor with no clothes on, thinking that, you know, I'm wearing something beautiful. I'm here to address the issues, the concerns, the needs of my constituents. Because for me, Howard, and I know this may sound unpolitical, I would think that I've done a good job when the phone doesn't ring anymore, when there are no more complaints. And we know that that would only exist in a perfect world, because as we live, there will be challenges. That's how we know we are alive. Anytime you know that you stop having a problem, you need to check where
check
you
your
are.
Pulse. Check your pulse.
you need to check where you are. And so, you know, you have to be prepared to face the headwinds. And I was never brought up in a fashion that, you know, you run away from anything, and that you may be on the right end of the stick. And then sometimes you may find that you may be on the wrong end of it. But I take each and every opportunity as a stepping stone to help build myself. Because this profession of Member of Parliament has taught me a lot about myself, some of my strength and even some of my weaknesses. I've learned that I have to, you know, practice more with patience. Sit down and learn to listen before I speak.
I like this.
My previous profession had me doing all the talking all of the time.
Now you got to do all the listening.
Now I have to do all of the listening. And more importantly, Howard, if I just may say, after listening, then responding, because that's what people judge you on.
That's the principle of customer service.
There you go.
That's the principle of customer service. And you listen and then respond.
And that is what we're here to do. We're here to serve. You know, even in a conversation the other day, I was speaking to someone and I had to let some tourists know that even though we are a tourism nation that strives on the service industry, well, that fall under the umbrella of my ministry, for example, fly fishers, to be of service but not feel subservient. Mm. And that is the same message that I want to bring across to the constituents of Centerville. We are in this service together.
I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been none other than Jomo Campbell. My brother, you got to be able to put your numbers out there before we can be able to get out of here. You got to put your numbers out there. You got to let persons know how they can reach you.
325-0055. The constituency office. Ms. Helen Adley. I'm sure she is there now, willing and ready to answer the phone. We are open every day, Howard, from Monday to Thursday, closed on Fridays, and then we're back there Saturday mornings. I am in the constituency office consistently every first and third Thursday of the month, but as fate may have it, any given day throughout the week. Additionally, cell phone contact 424-0428. And we can also be reached on any of our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram. And then on that very same note, we're in the process now, Howard, of creating, because we know the amount of young persons that we coming into contact
with. You give me that job. Yeah, you're going to give me that job. Anyway, I'm not going to fight you, right?
There still may be room for development.
I like
but
that.
But we are at least 95% complete. And, you know, that app, because, you know, the younger generation, everyone walks with a smartphone, that app will place us in a digi-second away from anybody who has access to Wi-Fi.
My brother, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to take the time out to sit with us today. I thought you were going to call in, but you said you showed up. I want to thank you so very kindly for that. Ladies and gentlemen, that is none other than the Honorable. Go ahead.
We have more time.
We're going to break right now.
Okay.
You got to come back again. So come back again. Let's have a full 2 hours and have a conversation, because I still got to ask you about agriculture.
On that same note, as you mentioned agriculture, I'd just like to say that on the end of this month, the 28th of October, we're going to be launching the first Agri-Village on the Fort Hill, right up from Mortimer's Candy Kitchen. I want to say a heartfelt thank you to Mr. Scott Gadet, who facilitated 2 lots on the Fort Hill. So this is something, again, for the first time, we're going to be bringing to Centerville, where we're going to be marrying the ministry with the constituency. We're going to have a mini agriculture community, and on the second lot, we're going to have stalls, so everything that is grown locally and organically here in the Bahamas can be purchased from Bahamian vendors by all of those millions of tourists coming out of the cruise ships, and additionally for the local Bahamians. And this is something that we want to get off the ground of the Fort Hill, and we hope that runs throughout the length and breadth of Centerville. It's going to be a tremendous opportunity. The youngsters will be able to see the science and technology that's now out there in agriculture through hydroponics, container farming. That will be on the 28th of October, and we are extending an invitation to you. I'd love to have you there and to be able to broadcast live.
I'd love that.
And it's going to be a big event. We're going to make it a big event because the impact we foreshadow is going to be tremendous.
Right.
We want Bahamians to buy locally and know that we have the capacity to feed ourselves. And we want to make sure that we start it. And as the Minister with Responsibility for Agriculture and Marine Resources, it's no better place to start it than in Centerville.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Member of Parliament for Centerville and the Minister for Agriculture and Marine Resources. Marine Resources, none other than Jomo Campbell. Shouts out to Mummy and Grammy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take this quick and short break and get to news and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. I hate to rush it today, but I got to side to these numbers so you can be able to see exactly what's what. I am thoroughly disappointed with the contribution and for the constituencies, these three constituencies. I got to be able to do that. Yesterday, we were supposed to be able to look at a specific constituency of Garden Hills. Let's just get into it. And so Garden Hill, we were supposed to look at Garden Hills yesterday and Pinewood. Pinewood and Garden Hills. Let's take Pinewood first. 28 persons voted in Pinewood constituency. 84% indicated that they voted last time. 43% indicated that they are willing to vote next time. 53% say, I ain't voting at all next time. That's bananas. So out of the 28 persons, after we've screamed and talked and did everything we could, and we sent 1,058 text messages and telephone calls to the minister to see if he can be able to get involved and have this put in one of the groups, we were not successful in being able to get a confirmed position from the minister. So I know that, you know, you're busy and, you know, people don't necessarily count you and identify whether or not there is value in what you do, accept that. However, this is for the purposes of your position from a social standpoint. And so we asked these particular persons, are you planning to vote next time? 13 participants out of the 28 said, no way. I'm sorry, 13 participants out of the 28 said, yes, we plan to vote. 15 participants indicate that we're not going to vote. This is a lot, man. This is a lot. The majority of persons who were between the ages of 18 and 35, they represent 10. This is only 28 people. But remember, we were lingering at 24 for a long time. And then after we spoke yesterday, it kicked up four. That's it. It kicked up four. All right. So we asked a member of parliament, has your member of parliament been visible? Five persons says yes. 23 said no. Five persons, which is 17%, said yes. 23, which is 84%, said no. We asked them whether or not you've seen any community improvement since the last election. Four persons says yes, 14%. 24 persons said no, 85%. Effective in addressing key issues like crime, unemployment, social services, which is peculiar because he's the minister of social services. Let's just be able to do these things. And then five persons says yes, he has been good. That 17% says yes, he's been good at these particular things. And four persons said no. 23 persons, I'm sorry, said no. That's 82.14%. Effective in his ministerial position, whether he's good in those areas. We've asked these persons, and 28 persons took the poll. Five persons says that he's good. He's very good in these particular things. That's 17%. And 23 participants, which is 82%, said he is not. And overall satisfaction, 85.71% said they are absolutely unsatisfied. 85.71%. said that they're absolutely unsatisfied with a member of parliament for the constituency of Pinewood, the Honorable Miles LaRota, and being able to talk about these things. These are only 28 people who've taken this. I've screamed and cried and whatnot. We've done everything we did, and I actually held back from being able to talk about this yesterday, which was 24. We kicked it up four. It shows me that this is lack of participation, lack of involvement, lack of care and concern, because you're listening to me. And you live in a constituency, but you wouldn't even pick up your phone to do this. That is crazy to me. I'm not going to fight you. So these are the things that's happening here. Absolutely horrible numbers for the member of parliament in that particular area. Let's get to another one. Garden Hills. Garden Hill yesterday had 46 persons. Today they have 75 persons. 75 persons all together have taken that. We've assessed everything and put all those particular things. We asked them for the minister, Mario Boleg, in his particular capacity. Asked them whether or not they participated in the last election. 60 persons says yes, we participated last go around. 15 persons says no. We asked them, are you planning to participate next time? Right? Out of the 60, we've dropped now significantly. So 44 persons says yes, we're planning to participate. Now 31 persons are indicating no, we have no desire to participate. Okay. Out of this, 18 to 35, 14 participants indicated that. So this is a good mix across the board, right? This is a good mix across the board. 18 to 35, 14 participants. 26 to 35, 16 participants. 36 to 45, 14 participants. And 46 to 55, 13 participants. 56 to 65, 10 participants. And overall, you could be able to see those things. Well, I don't know why my computer didn't spit out the averages or the percentages. I can be able to get that for you. However, let's be able to read it. 33 persons indicated that we've asked them whether or not your member of parliament has been visible. Out of the 65 people, 33 persons indicated that he has not. I'm sorry, 33 persons indicated that he has been visible. Out of the 75 people, 33 persons said that he has been visible. 42 persons said he has not been visible. We've asked them whether or not you've seen any improvements since your last election. 32 persons indicated that we've seen improvements. 34 persons said that we've seen no improvement. 44 persons, I'm sorry. We've seen no improvements at all. Right? We've asked them the exact same question, whether or not your member of parliament has been effective in addressing these particular issues. 30 persons, like crime and social services, so forth and so on. 30 persons says he has. And 45 persons says he has not. Right? It says that we asked them whether or not your minister, your MP, has been effective in his position as a minister, being able to do those things. 34% says he's been effective, and 41% says that he's been ineffective in those particular areas. We asked those persons, the 75 persons who took the poll, it's only 75 persons that have taken the poll. These questions and answers are out of 75 persons who've taken the poll. We've asked those persons whether or not they're satisfied with the Member of Parliament, Mario Boleg, in the constituency of Garden Hills. We've asked those persons, the 75 persons, 32 of them said that, yeah, we're very satisfied with him in this particular area. And 43 persons indicated that we are absolutely unsatisfied in those areas. Mario Boleg, the current Member of Parliament, the Garden Hills, has been addressed. Has been assessed, rather, by the constituents through the survey data. The survey data indicates a mixed response regarding his visibility, accessibility, effectiveness in addressing the key issues such as crime, unemployment. While 43% of the participants expressed dissatisfaction with the overall performance, 57% have acknowledged that his visibility and accessibility to these particular communities. So Boleg's leadership is a crucial junction where more visible and impactful efforts are needed to address community concerns, as Garden Hill has shown a tendency to switch political loyalty between elections. Boleg must strengthen his engagement with the constituents and address their needs to maintain support moving forward. This includes focusing on crime, unemployment, and social services to meet the expectations of his constituency, right? The takeaways of this, the survey shows a divided constituency in terms of satisfaction with the MP. It feels like it's right down the middle, but he still ends up with almost like a D as opposed to being able to do anything else. He still ends up with a D. All right. Suggesting that the potential to change Mario Boleg at re-election, continued efforts toward crime reduction, economic opportunities, and better access to social services will be essential to his leadership in Garden Hills. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Garden Hills. And last but definitely not least, we have assessed, not generate the numbers. I did not generate the numbers, but I can tell you it right now. I can tell you it. I wrote it down. I didn't pop it in the computer. I just extracted it from one element to another. I didn't pop it in the computer. I don't feel a need to pop it in the computer, because these numbers are horrible. We did it for the constituency of Pine Ridge in Freeport, Grand Bahama, where the minister of Grand Bahama sits in this particular seat, taken over from the former minister, a former member of parliament, the outspoken McAlpine in 2017. And before that, in 2017 and 2012, we had the minister Kwesi Thompson. Was Kwesi in 2012? Under the Free National Movement, Kwesi was in 2012, yes. Right? 2012 to 17, I think. Auntie Anne Presenti was in that particular seat. And let me get these proper numbers before. 2002 would have been C.A. Smith in that particular constituency. That's when Auntie Anne actually beat him. All right, so let's look at this. Now, Pine Ridge constituency right now. Let's look at these numbers. I'm just going to read the numbers for you. These numbers are dismal. 113 persons voted in the Pine Ridge constituency. 113 persons voted in Pine Ridge constituency. We asked them whether or not you voted in the last election. 25 persons says, no, we didn't vote in the last election. And 88 persons indicated, yes, we did vote in the last election. We asked them whether or not you plan to vote in the next election. 65 persons out of the 113 people said, no, we will not vote in the next election. That is increased almost threefold. That is crazy. Anyway, so, and then it went back. Now, this is only at 113 people. Then it went back. 48 persons indicated that they will be voting in the next election. The majority of persons who've actually been involved in this, 20 persons, 26 to 35, you find yourself having 25 people, 36 to 45, 26 people, 46 to 55, 23 people, and 56 to 65, 9 people, when 60 plus was 10 people. Now, the answers are consistent for the next four questions. The next four questions are, has your MP been visible and performed? in this particular state. Generally, the persons who've indicated that they're in the constituency of Pinewood answered the question, 113 of them. They answered the question. So ask them, has your MP been visible and performing in this particular capacity? Accessible in this constituency over the past year? We asked them, 99 out of 113 says no, she has not been visible. 99 out of 113 says no, she has not been visible. And 14 says yes. We asked the same people, have you seen any improvements in your constituency since the last election? 99 says no, 14 says yes. We asked them whether or not your member of parliament has been effective in addressing crime and unemployment and social services. 99 says no, 14 say yes. That's the straight across the board. We asked them whether or not your member of parliament who is a minister have been performing effectively in her role as Minister of Grand Bahama. 99 says no, 14 says yes. We asked them whether or not you eyed overall with your member of parliament in this particular constituency. 99 says no, and 14 says yes. Those are dismal numbers. I want to be able to give you a caveat, a prerequisite preamble of sorts, right? Or postmortem, since I've already read this information to you. Every single person I have called, I have called these people yesterday, the day before yesterday, the day before that. I have called every single person more than because I didn't want Ginger to cuss me. I just want to let you know that very clearly. And Ginger's office reached out to me. So I don't want y'all to believe that these things are skewed. This is the amount of persons that participated. And these are the numbers that we have. Dismal numbers for all three members of parliament, for Pine Ridge, for Pinewood, and for Garden Hills. Now, if we contrast this information, I have not been hearing good things about Pinewood, and I have not been hearing good things about Pine Ridge. If we contrast this information to what we're hearing on the ground, but I have been hearing some positives for the constituency of Garden Hills, but it does not reflect it in these numbers, okay? I have been hearing on the ground some positives for Garden Hill. Now, Sparky will be telling me something different. He said he couldn't wait to call in to talk to his minister. The minister is not in the country. I don't think that he's here. I think that he's traveling, okay? However, these numbers are, and I just want to be able to be as decent as possible with that, okay? So let's get to these texts. A lot of persons text. This is good afternoon, Howard. Jomo is a decent young man and compassionate. He's a very compassionate young man. He is from a well-grounded family. His mother particular, who would do her utmost to ensure that he does the right thing. I can attest to that. That's a text that's coming through. I like this kind of a text, these kind of a text. So it says, good afternoon, sir. I am a resident of the Centerville constituency, and I can agree with the improvement in Centerville constituency under the MP Campbell. He is reachable and clean, fed out people. He acts like our family members. My name is Jodine Brown. Okay, Ms. Brown, if you wanted me to read that, I did. Right? Praise God. So I want to read this here. Y'all people leaving your whole name. Mr. Grant, Cheyenne Chipman for the Centerville Minister and Member of Parliament. As a community leader, I have to say thank you for serving the people of our great community with a smile. Though it's a tough group of people, you have done an exceptional job balancing work, Centerville, and family life. So I told him I'm going to read it on air. They say, please do. So he can put that information in there. So he says, I'm going to read this text, right? I asked him if I could share your information with him. They said no. But so I'm going to read the text and let you know. So it says, Mr. Grant, please ask the MP for Centerville to put more resources into cleaning the community and paving the road, especially Mount Royal Avenue South, and resolving the drainage issue and Ardenell Street. Is that how you pronounce that? Arundel Street. He says, thank you. Okay, no problem. All the information's in there, right? So it says, congratulations goes out to Jomo Campbell. Oh, the text today. He says, congratulations goes out to Jomo Campbell. Great. He's doing great work, great job he's doing in the Centerville constituencies. He's keeping in touch with people socially and financially. Mr. Campbell continues even feeding the less fortunate. He's taking up even the slack from social services. Oh, I like these kind of attacks, right? So the PLP, no earthly good. Okay. Okay. Howard, did you do Seabreeze? Yes, we did, Lanisha. I'm sorry, I keep calling Lanisha. I'm sorry. Yes, we did do Leslie, right? We did do Leslie in those particular areas, right? Let's talk about it, guys. Let's take this quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to have a good conversation with my very good friend who's sitting here all the way from Direct Marketers, none other than Ian Thomas. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
Bahamas, y'all ready? The biggest and best festival is back. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival, October 19th and 20th, right at the historic Fort Charlotte. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, we're bringing you food, drinks, and culture from all over the world. That's right, 20 countries, no passport needed. You hungry yet? And guess what? You can use your sand dollar digital currency or pay cash at the gate. We more than like that. And for just $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, you can eat, drink, and party with the world. And if you're bringing the kids, they get in for just $3 in advance. And Saturday night, don't miss the vibes, because from 7 to 10 p.m., the one and only Visage Barn is hitting the stage to keep the energy high. Plus, we get plenty parking, so no need to worry about that. Get your advance tickets and sale info. Fort Charlotte, October 19th and 20th. Be there or miss out on the best time of the year. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival.
Don't forget about the Spooky Haunted House.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Don John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break, hit, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy, Ron.
It's your boy, Elliot, from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy, Johnny K.
The Falcon Sugar.
Nina, Funky D.
This is your girl, Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Rico on B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Best of the best.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday. Sort of a modified, makshift, rather, Thursday as it relates to small business. We wanted to get the information out there. We didn't do two yesterday, so we popped two in today. But before we do that, in the rhythm and the nature of how we do this on a Thursday, I got to be able to introduce you to my very good friend, all the way from Direct Marketers, none other than Ian Thomas. My brother, say good afternoon to the people out there. Hey, good afternoon, Howard Grant. Good afternoon, Bahamas. How are you doing? Is that okay? Like, that's like you say that? Are you asking me how am I doing? Or you're asking no, I said, everyone? Good afternoon, Howard Grant. You and then I said, Bahamas. You want me to let them call in and say, well, I'm well, fine? What they can do, they can send in emails and. Oh, emails?
whatever they want to do. However you guys want to respond,
I like
do
your
so.
Haircut, sir.
Yeah, I think so, man. Thanks a lot, man. I want to do something a little bit different.
I feel like it's your prerogative to do it like this.
It's my prerogative. Definitely, man. Definitely, man. So how's everything going? Listen to you on the way driving here. Yeah, man. You are doing your thing. You is number one in this space. I like when you said that, number one in this space. I got to give my spiel before I jump into this. Good afternoon, Bahamas. My name is Ian Thomas, and I am from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. That's 552-0212. 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 552-0212. Man, that is definitely it. Since my time is a little bit limited here today, I got to jump straight into this. Was it last week, maybe about a couple weeks ago I was here. You know, my favorite place to go get seafood, and yours too, it's quickly became your favorite spot too. That's Bahamian Seafood Connection. And Howard's been there before. And where are they located, Howard?
Fire Trail.
Bahamian Seafood Connection. They're located on Fire Trail Road. You'll find them when you head west on Fire Trail Road to where towards Gladstone Road, immediately after passing Epic Battery. They're on the Epic Battery's on the right hand side. If you look to your left, you'll see an orange plaza. It's called the Fire Trail West Plaza, and that's where you'll see Bahamian Seafood Connection. The management and the owners down there, they said the response that they've been getting every time I come on this show has been overwhelming. And I let them know, you know, how it has the best audience who moves really, really quickly. You want the best deals on seafood, you want to give them a call. The phone number is 341-0734, 341-0734, or 822-6180, 822-6180. And you can go down there and you can get lobster tails right now. They were $8. They dropped the price to $5 for lobster tails.
What?
You can get New York.
$5?
$5 for lobster tails.
Oh, you can trick your girlfriend this time. Girl, you know how much money I spend.
$22
a tail.
I'm telling you, man.
$22 a tail.
And it's so big and meaty and juicy. That's
$8 off the regular price.
Yeah, yes. You can also get Howard New York strip beefsteak, single rack of lamb, 6 ounce salmon, you can get mahi-mahi, cracked chicken, snow crab clusters, you can get calamari rings, snapper fillet, whole chicken, lump crab, and you can get shrimp. It comes in 16 and 20, the pieces, starting as low as $17. But what they wanted to let everybody know right now, they want to do something special since I'm here with Howard today. Since we live in the 242, you can get a kit of snappers right now for what price? I just gave you the number since we live in the 242.
$24?
A kit for $242. A kit of snappers.
How much is being a kit?
Oh, you know what? I don't know the proper numbers.
I know it's a big thing.
It's the big thing. Well,
that's a good price for the restaurant.
I was going to say something like a garbage bag full. No, but that's not a good way to say it.
No,
but
the
it's
garbage
a huge,
bag is much bigger, by the way.
Yeah, a kit, a snapper for $242. Just like you said, I'm glad that you said that. If you have a restaurant, this is an ideal time to go down there. You know what I mean? Or if you have a big family and you decide to buy and distribute it to the whole family, you can go down there and get it too. So you want to go down there.
Or if you have like a lion or a tiger.
Yeah. Get yourself a kit of snappers for $242. Like I said, the big juicy lobster tails right down there at Bahamian Seafood, only at $5. We know that seafood. So if you want the best tasting seafood, I'm talking about a fresh, nothing that's been, when you go inside a place, you see freezer burn and everything. This is where you need to go.
I had that with a grouper the other day. Someone sent me a grouper. I don't know if it's my fault. Or, but the grouper, when I got it cut up and clean things. And
yeah.
You can see
it wasn't fresh.
This grouper ain't good.
No.
I had to throw it away.
No, okay.
Thank God they sent a grouper and a hogfish.
Yeah.
The hogfish was delicious.
The hogfish was good. Oh, okay. Someone just wrote me a couple of minutes ago, and they were like, last time I was here, I spoke about turbot. And I wasn't aware that so many Bahamians eat turbot. I don't know if they have any now, but they had great deals on turbot.
My granddaddy loved that.
Yeah.
Well, when he was living.
Yeah, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, you want the best deal on all the different species of seafood that you can find in the Bahamas? You want to call Bahamian Seafood Connection at 822-6180. That's the cell phone, 822-6180. or 341-0734, 341-0734. That's Bahamian Seafood Connection. One more time, the location, Fire Trail Road. But one thing, Howard, your people is called right away, but they are on fire. And if you head west on Fire Trail Road and you're heading towards Gladstone Road, you're going to find them right there on the left-hand side. That's the opposite side of Epic Battery. They're on the left-hand side. Epic Battery's on the right. And an orange plaza called Fire Trail West Plaza. Go down there. Tell them Howard and myself told you to come down there and get the best deals. And I'm going to see if I can work something out. You know what? Send me a WhatsApp right now. 5520212. 5520212. Say, Ian, listen, your man, work it out, man. And I'm going to choose somebody, and I'm going to try to see if I can get you some snapper or a couple of lobster tail or whatever. 5520212. Say, Ian Maliki, man, work it out. And you other individuals who are out there, you, if you want to get on some of these great deals that I always talk about, send me a WhatsApp, and then I'll send you a whole catalog of the great deals that I am promoting myself with all the different types of things. You'll see all the wonderful things you can get your mom and your dad and your brothers and your sisters and husbands and wives and anybody for a nice gift. Give me a call, 5520212. I'll send you a nice catalog of all the wonderful things I talk about all the time when I come here. That's Bahamian Seafood Connection. Like I said, check them on Fire Trail Road. And the phone number 34-341-0734. Also, I got to tell you about Howard. I got to tell you about SHSS Electrical. Howard and I always talk about them. These guys are located. Where is now, Howard? Man, they're Chesapeake Road.
Chesapeake Road.
So if you're on Mackey Street and you turn off from Chesapeake Road, you drive down about 100 yards, they're right there on the left-hand side. You have nothing to worry about. Boy, people sending that WhatsApp now. People want some of them seafood. Ladies and gentlemen, keep on sending those WhatsApp. I'm going to try hook. Somebody else send
it. So again, you want a little seafood.
I get it. Look at that. I'm going to call your number. Last number is 8880, and the other last number is 3351. They calling in. I'm gonna hook somebody up with some seafood. But let's get back to SHSS Electrical. They're on Chesapeake Road in the former Minute Muffler building. You want to check them out. They're the number one place for all LED bulbs that you want on the island. Hey, person, I can't answer that phone. You call in. I tell you what's up. The number one place for LED bulbs on the island in all sizes and styles. They have an extensive selection of decorative ceiling fans and light fixtures, especially those equipped with outdoor motion sensors. They also had recently, I think it was last week, they brought in some Dusk to Dawn security lights because they were all sold out. That's amazing. I got those, the ones with the motion sensors. Go down there, check them out. They got all those. You got the flat panel lights that I love so much. They come in the 2x2. That's 2 feet by 2 feet. And the 2x4 LED flat for the 2x2. And as low as $77 for the 2x4. You can also get those universal 4-foot LED bulbs. They were $15. Now they're $6.60. I spoke about the Dusk to Dawn LED floodlight bulbs. They were $50. Now $22. People who need the Square D main breaker meter combo. Let's just say you're upgrading your panel and you need more power, and your electrician comes there and say they need to upgrade. They got the 8-space 16 circuit surface mount available in 150 amp and 200 amp. Now just $350. Once again, you got to go to SHSS Electrical. They're no longer on Mackey Street in the Henry F. Store building. They have moved. They're now through Chesapeake, and they are really stocked, and they got everything. They just put, like I said a couple weeks ago, they put $20,000 worth of stuff on discounted for the month of October. So go down there and check it out. All you electricians, don't go no place else. Don't go Carmichael Road. Don't go no place else in Palmdale. Don't go in the mall. Don't go downtown. Don't go no place else. You want the best deals in electrical supplies. You want to go to SHSS Electrical, formerly in the Henry F. Store building. Phone number 827-3150, 827-3150, or 821-3150. SHSS Electrical, my number one place for anyone who's building, renovating, you're adding on to your apartment or your Airbnb. That's where you need to go. Great prices.
You mean on the apartments you own it?
Yeah.
Why does you mean you and the people place?
No, man, how you can't.
I know. Well, you can't add on the people. Put this ceiling fan here.
You go,
see, you better need a ceiling fan.
You're getting two-story on the people apartment. That's a YB. Hey, Howard, I got to send shout out to all the junglers out there, man. Listen, the junglers, they really doing their thing. They're very supportive. They always ask about you.
The junglers?
The junglers, they love you, Howard.
Really?
And a lot of people don't know out there. The junglers, they're a big community. And
I know Jungle is here.
Huh?
I come from the community where Jungle is residing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. So don't be afraid.
They never liked me when I was young.
No, but they like you now, though. Every time I move through, the Junglers, they love you.
Praise
they
got God for
the Junglers in the bank love you.
Really?
Junglers in insurance
company.
An insurance company. One listening to me right now. Hey, Tammy. Yeah. She love you. I got a Junglist in my neighborhood. She loves you. She's a Christian. A Christian Junglist.
A Christian Junglist?
She's a Christian Junglist.
You don't care. You're in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. She's a boy. I plead the blood of Jesus on you.
This is a lot.
Yeah, man. So shout out to the Junglist. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Keep on trucking.
This is what
Junglist do. This is what they do. J. Carey. J. Carey Auto Center. You know about them?
No.
Okay. If your car look bad, if your car get them dead.
Hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
Is this in the back of Scotia Bank on East Bay?
They're on Mini Street.
That's what the street name in the back there?
Mini Street. They're on Mini Street off of Wolf Road.
Oh, off Wolf Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
J. Carey Auto Center.
Oh, no, wait.
This is my boy Juan. Juan Carey.
Mini Street.
Off of Wolf Road.
We talked about this before.
Thank you very much. They are the number one company in collision repair and small fender bender, any type of repairing like that. Bring your vehicle.
You said they had some special on paint the last time.
They had some special on painting your vehicles.
Painting your vehicle, yeah.
Yes. So bring your vehicle. They can bring your vehicle back to new. Plus, you can get estimates for 50% off. Get rid of rust stains.
1992. You can do that. Yeah, man, they can bring that back. That?
Listen, when I had crashed my car a couple of years ago, I took it to them. And other places were like quoting me, give me about a week and a half, 2 weeks. These guys got me in and out in record time. Now, it all depends on how, you know, how intense and how difficult, you know, the situation is that you're dealing with. But, I mean, these guys are the best. J. Carey Auto Center. Okay, I might as well just give the phone number. The phone number is 328-5744. 328-5744. You can WhatsApp him at 454-1061. 454-1061.
Quick break, guys. You'll hear more about J. Carey. Let me get back with Direct Marketers right after this.
The Foundation
with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bahamas, y'all ready? The biggest and best festival is back. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival, October 19th and 20th, right at the historic Fort Charlotte. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, we're bringing you food, drinks, and culture from all over the world. That's right, 20 countries, no passport needed. You hungry yet? And guess what? You can use your sand dollar digital currency or pay cash at the gate. We more than like that. And for just $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, you can eat, drink, and party with the world. And if you're bringing the kids, they get in for just $3 in advance. And Saturday night, don't miss the vibes, because from 7 to 10 p.m., the one and only Visage Band is hitting the stage to keep the energy high. Plus, we get plenty parking, so no need to worry about that. Get your advance tickets today. Check out our website and Facebook for pre-sale info. Fort Charlotte, October 19th and 20th. Be there or miss out on the best time of the year. It's the International Cultural Wine and Food Festival.
Don't forget about the Spooky Haunted House.
Attention pizza lovers! Marco's is getting bigger and better! We're offering a deal that can't be missed! Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10! You heard right, just $10! This offer is only available at our Southwest, Burnett Road, Robinson Road, and Prince Charles locations. Call in or order online and pick up in-restaurant today. This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time only.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, live and in full effect with none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, being able to talk to us about what's happening around about Jay Carey. I like that.
Yeah, man. I got to jump right back into that, Howard. And Howard, FYI, Tammy just sent me a message. She said she's not a junglist anymore. She's a recovering junglist.
Really?
Yeah. So she's
How do you recover from?
Well, I don't know. She just, so she doesn't.
Is there like a?
Yeah, she doesn't dance on her head anymore. So she.
This is what junglist disease is.
Just stands in the corner and
the prerequisite.
She just boogles for about 5 to 10 minutes.
Just a boogle.
Just a boogle.
Oh, she's okay.
Does
she butterfly?
She says she's trying to. She's trying to digress from the butterfly.
Okay.
She just rifle walk.
Tell me, what's up, girl? What's up, girl?
Hey, man, listen, yeah, someone asked me for that number for Jay Carey Auto Center again. 328-5744. Give them a call, man. If you got a luxury car, a sports car, and you want a custom paint job, trust me. Like I said before, some cars come out looking way better than they were originally. Give them a call. Let's just say you bought a car from the auction. Or you might have gotten a crash, and the airbag has been deployed. They can fix that for you. You know what, Howard?
The airbag?
Yeah, when the airbag deploys.
And they don't fix it like other thing. They just stuff it in it.
I really can't say.
You got to replace that.
You got to replace it. Yeah, okay, replace it. They can repair and replace. Is that better?
Yes, people that stuff the thing in there and make it seem like, yeah, everything good. You get the
oxygen. Then it don't deploy.
Bam!
I'm glad that you said that.
Your head in the...
The
wheel.
Not Jay Carey.
They make sure
they replace.
What station in your head? I did not my airbag.
No, they had the... You just airbag in. So just listen here. Also, they also can... If you run out of gas... If you're in an accident or whatever, and their car has to be picked up, they can go ahead and they have a...
Jay Carey is going to bring you gas?
They have a tow service. Oh. So they can pick your car up. They pick you up and your car, carry you where you want to go. Your car need to get dropped off another place. You could do that too. You definitely need to keep the number. It's so important that you keep a phone, a record number, a tow truck number in your car. So write the number down, Howard. This is the tow truck number. 454-1061. Somebody right now listening need a tow truck. 454-1061. And you might be bringing a car from the United States too and it can't drive. And they can bring it. They bring it to them from the boat for you. All these different
things. It's crazy you said United States. Because you know if they're coming from China, they could drive.
No.
You could drive them now.
You could rock.
You ain't got to tune that up for 5 months.
Howard, please, man, please.
Go ahead. You got that.
These guys are number one. You got a cracked windshield. They can go ahead and replace that for you. Any of your glass or anything. Remember, if you guys are driving around with a cracked windshield, you can get a ticket because that's a traffic offense. You know that, Howard? Driving with a cracked windshield?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But what about driving while on crack?
Driving while on crack? Well, that's a whole different thing. I saw a guy driving while he's on crack. He just stayed in one spot.
Was he scratching? Was he injured?
He didn't even move. I said, dude, turn the car on.
Was he tweaking?
Yeah. So remember, you need headlamps, radiator, fog lights, bumpers, windshield, rims, tires, moldings, brackets, or grills. They can order it from the U.S. or wherever it is in the world. They are the number one place if you need to order parts. So they are a parts locator. So not only do they repair your car, they fix your car. They can find those hard-to-find parts that you've been looking for. They can take care of everything. Ladies and gentlemen, your car get rust, you get dents and everything. Call J.K.
I see one piece of rust on my truck. I won't get rid of that.
Well, that's good. Give him a call. Let him know.
No, that's not good.
No, that's not good. Sorry. I feel bad for you.
Okay.
Now that I feel bad for you, get your car, your truck to J.K. Auto. What's the phone number, Howard?
328-5744.
One more time. What is it?
328-5744. Or call the tow truck.
Uh-huh.
For the truck that you bought your baby mother.
Yes, go ahead.
The car that you bought her.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You bought the car for her.
Uh-huh.
Now she parking it up to the next baby daddy.
Oh, now come on now. What the phone number
go
is?
And get the truck to people towed out.
What's the phone number?
454.
How it comes with these.
454-1061. That's the tow truck number. You need
that. That's the tow truck number for J. Carey Auto. You're going to love it. Hey, Juan Carey, man, you're doing an incredible job. I thank you so much for what you did for my car. I thank you for what you did to my Annie car. And we happy. And that's why I'm here to tell everyone, go J. Carey Auto Center on Mini Street, right off of.
His name is Juan?
Yeah, Juan.
Do we call him Juan?
Juan.
Do we say Juan? That?
Yeah, man, that's my boy, man.
You say Juan like a Jamaican, but do we call him Juan?
You could call him Juan.
Like a Mexican.
Yeah, call him Juan.
Juan.
Juan. He's Juan Juan. Okay. Yeah.
Call with a name like Juan, he got to be able to spray good.
Yeah, he off the chin.
He got to be able to.
Now, let's talk about EcoFlow Delta Pro.
Okay.
On the way, before I came here, I live in the East, my electricity went off. Now, it didn't stay off long.
This week, you got a story about your electricity going off.
I don't know. I spoke to my friend. She lives in the middle of town. She says she doesn't experience those outages like we do, probably in the East and the West and maybe in the South. I don't know what's going on. I attribute it to it probably being close to the hospital so they don't turn it off. But my electricity went off for a couple of minutes today. Last week, it was off twice one night, and then the next night, it went off twice again. Ladies and gentlemen, you want a portable generator to power all the important things when the power goes out? You want to call the phone number, 327-4504, 327-4504. That's EcoFlow Delta Pro generator. You don't have to be rich anymore to have a generator.
Would you say the prices start at?
Prices start as low as $335.
Now, I will say something really quick.
Go away quickly.
Now, I've seen these on TikTok. I've seen these on Amazon. I've seen these all over the place. Mm-hmm. And these prices are comparable.
Thank you.
You should purchase it locally.
You should purchase it locally.
In comparison to being able to go across the street or being able to get that back.
Yep.
Because the price doesn't even include what you got to pay for shipping and handling.
Wow.
And for all these particular things.
Preach.
So if you could get it at this price.
Locally.
If you can get it at this. Because what you can do when the power off, you're looking at your phone.
The Pro. Yes.
And so Howard, you're looking at these prices.
Howard, I love mine. It doesn't need any gas. It doesn't need any diesel. It doesn't need a big propane tank. You can just take it from any room. I keep it inside my house.
I see people frying.
And
let me see that.
Oh, man.
They take the air fryer. This guy lives in his car. He takes the air fryer, and he has an EcoFlow Delta Pro.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. Someplace in the States. He's sleeping in people parking lot all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he wakes up, plugs the EcoFlow in.
Mm-hmm.
To the air fryer and fries chicken.
I'm telling you.
And the people parking lot.
You can do it because it has so much power. The battery that's in this device.
You got all this creativity in living in a car.
Yeah.
You got to figure this out.
The battery that's in the device is so powerful. Like I said before, you know, it's the same battery that Tesla uses in their electric vehicles. So you know that you're dealing with a brand that is strong and that's going to be around a long time. So imagine your power goes out. Now you can plug in your television, your refrigerator, your fan, your microwave. Some people use it and they can plug in their washing machine and dryer, even their air condition. Why? Because the device is upgradable. You can buy one, and if you need more power, you can buy another one. Ladies and gentlemen, do not be caught in the dark. You don't have to be rich to have a generator. Get yourself one, especially you individuals living on the...
Do not be caught. But not the expression.
That's not to be...
No, that's not the expression.
What is it?
Don't get caught with your pants down.
Oh, don't be caught and with your pants down.
And in the dark is a whole different story. Jesus.
Yo, don't be caught anywhere in the dark unless you turn the lights off. And let me tell you something.
Next thing you hear, take that. Whoa.
Howard.
Whoa.
Pause.
Diddy.
No Diddy.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, listen. You live on the family island. You want a generator? Give them a call. 327-4504. 327-4504. If you live with somebody who needs a medical device that needs to be powered, you don't want to take that chance. It could be your mom, your dad, your grandparent, or a young one in the house. They need that power.
Yeah. Sometimes the children who are asthmatic and they need the breathing machine and so forth and
so on. You from Auckland say about asthmatic. You mean asthma. They got asthmatic. But asthmatic?
Is it asthmatic?
It's asthmatic, boy. If you asthmatic.
It ain't medic.
You from Toppin Bay, but you asthmatic. You asthmatic.
Medic.
You asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
Hey, listen, no matter what it is, get yourself a portable generator. Carry it to the beach.
Buy it locally.
You can carry it to somebody's house when you're going down there. Get yourself a generator right now. Prices start as low as $335. They're located right down roundabout. They're powered by the company JS Steel. So it's a wonderful company. I love the people working down there. I love everybody down there. Jennifer, Sean, or George, you can ask for them. Jennifer, Sean, or George, 327-4504, 327-4504. Get yourself a EcoFlow Delta Pro generator. Also, before I go, Howard, Somebody just asked me about the
you got 2 minutes
about the bully pills. If you want to have a better relationship with your partner, get yourself
bedroom bully pills. Can do that. Yeah. A better relationship with a woman you don't talk
a
to. Bedroom bully pill can help you.
Yes.
And the only thing she can say is, ow, 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 ow.
She's going
to
say...
You still ain't talking to the woman.
She can say, child...
All you doing is
say,
grunting.
Child, with this bully pill, you don't need to talk.
That's what she said.
Take that.
Oh, that's Diddy, sir. You winding
and
out.
Literally, yeah. It's a bottle of six. It's only $55 for a bottle of six. It's all natural. It doesn't matter if you're on high blood pressure pills or diabetes, whatever it is. You can awake that sleeping giant. When you take the pill, drink some water, half an hour later... Bang, you're in there. From 18 all the way up to 8, guys love them. I'm trying to give Howard one. He say he ain't need it.
I don't need that.
But, so it's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, get yourself this. It's going to add that extra oomph. Women, don't be afraid. Buy it for your guy. Say, honey, try this. Ain't nothing been happening in the room for a little while.
Cut my woman in half.
Listen, yeah. And also, I just want to let you guys know. What I want to let you guys know, Howard threw me right off. I want to let you know, get the pill. Like I said, $55. Give me a call. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 552-0212, 552-0212. You guys checking a woman or married to a woman 5, 10, 15 years later, I'm younger than you. Hey, he ain't carrying on like I used to carry on back in the day. Do that. Don't make no sense around there. And you guys out there who dating and checking, don't go there embarrassing yourself.
Don't get married.
Yeah. The little flippity floppity. Wake up.
Really?
Try to wake that vibe up.
You know, I got a lot of questions, sir.
And listen, you're also.
We are flat.
I know we
out
flash
of
out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Give me a call. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 552-0212. That's 552-0212.
And that's the show today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in. All the members of Parliament that we highlighted today, more specifically, Jomo Campbell, congratulations to you. Somebody just texted me, Howard, how did Leslie do? Did you do Seabreeze? Yes. Leslie got a B-. She got a B-. So this reflects that while Miller Bryce has made a progress and gained support in these particular areas, there are still significant things that need to be done in the constituency, particularly regarding her role and this particular capacity that she's in. So she's gotten a B-. She's done well. Much better than people who have gotten an F. Oh, God. I just want to be decent as I say this. Guys, tomorrow we got Golden Isles and Golden Gates. Pia Glover Roll, y'all go vote.com, thefoundation242.com, and go and vote for Vaughn Miller, my friend. Go and do that now. Ladies and gentlemen, thefoundation242.com, Golden Isles, Golden Gates, tomorrow, right here on The Foundation. Have a great day, guys. I'm going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The Foundation.